Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Got an interesting story out of Wyoming sent to me by a whole bunch of people. From CowboyStateDaily.com, Evanston man charged with felony for putting signs in his own yard that a neighbor says scared them. So Claire McFarland wrote this. The man's facing a felony charge for putting angry signs on his lawn after a neighbor reported that she felt threatened by the signs, and it appears that what's going on here is that the neighbor had complained about him violating a city ordinance, and he found out about that, and so he put the signs up to display his unhappiness with his neighbor. So the case is against the man who turns 44 this year, and it became a felony-level case. And you might go, Steve, a felony? Well, you got to think about this and, you know, think this one through. The neighbor is a woman who turned 65 this year. She'd reported the man to the city last June for the appearance of his property. The man had a court hearing about that citation scheduled for February. But in January, before the court date, and this is important, the woman who was the witness, the complainant, called the police department to report that the man had posted threatening signs in his yard facing her property. So one of the signs, for instance, says, "When did the opinion of one nosy neighbor become enough to violate the rights others by the city?" I think he means rights of others by the city. I don't know if the typo is in the story or on the sign. At the end of the message, the sign bore an arrow pointing towards the woman's property. Another sign said, "Mind your business." One said, "Those who matter don't mind. Those who mind don't matter." And one said, "You can go F way off." But F is, of course, a word, not just a letter. It's the first of four letters. So those were all on the man's property, but facing the woman's property. So the neighbor felt the signs were directed at her and that she was scared, intimidated, and harassed by them. Now, you again say, so what? Well, remember that there was an upcoming court date. There's an upcoming court appearance. And this woman was going to be a witness against the man. And so the allegation is that these signs are being put up to intimidate a witness in a case. And many places have got laws against that. So if you put up a sign or you go to intimidate someone just randomly, that might be a crime. But if you go to intimidate a witness in a matter, then you might have a bigger problem. So she felt the signs were directed at her, and she said that, in her opinion, the man was crazy. So the man was arrested and released, and he did not immediately respond to a Cowboy State Daily voicemail requesting comment. Now, there was a preliminary exam on March 15th where he contested whether county authorities have enough probable cause to keep prosecuting him on the felony charge. And a circuit court judge said that there was, in fact, probable cause. The felony charge of influencing witnesses is punishable by up to 10 years in prison and $5,000 in fines. And it applies when someone by force or threats tries to intimidate or impede a witness in a court case. And that also applies for jurors and officers of the court. But here it would be the fact of the matter that she is a witness in an upcoming court case. And so you might say, but Steve, you know, judging by what you read there, those signs aren't that bad. Well, the one that says you can go F way off, you never know what somebody means quite by that. The F word is a very, very, what should we say, versatile word in what it can possibly mean. However, that will become a question most likely for a jury. And we've been discussing this a lot lately, and there's questions for the court and questions for a jury. The question is, would a reasonable person be intimidated by these signs? Being offensive is not the question. The signs could be offensive, possibly, but not intimidating. But if they're intimidating, then you got a problem. And so I suspect that what they're going to do is put into evidence what the signs said, how they're facing her house, how this was proceeding a matter that she's going to be a witness in, and ask the jury, would a reasonable person be intimidated by those signs? And if the answer to that is yes, this guy might have some serious issues on his hands. So this is a strange one, I will admit. Because generally speaking, I believe that people who own property should have the right to do what they want on their property, as long as it doesn't affect people nearby, right? So if you say, well, Steve, you should be able to do anything you want. Well, can I build a mountain of tires and light it on fire? You know, obviously not, right? So there's got to be some limits. But the question is, what am I doing on my property? And is it offensive to the people nearby? And I don't mean just, you know, through words or something. I'm talking about, like I said, a tire fire or something. Or let's suppose I was running some kind of weird thing in my barn that was spilling chemicals in the ground and they're running onto my neighbor's property. Obviously, right? Right? So I generally think that, you know, your home is your castle. But again, when you have a witness next door who's going to be testifying against you and you put up signs and some of them say things like, you can go F way off. The question is, what would a reasonable person take that to mean, and would they be intimidated by it? So again, if you disagree with that law, don't get mad at me. I'm just telling you what the law says. And the law is on the books in Wyoming, and it's on the law. The law is on the books in a lot of states. A lot of states say that you cannot intimidate witnesses, court personnel, or judges, and you can't do that, because otherwise the system would kind of fall apart. You find out who's going to testify against you, go harass them for a while, make them run away. They won't testify against you. Hey, you just won your case. So, you know, it makes sense. So again, the story's from the Cowboy State Daily, and Claire McFarland wrote that. And the Evanston man has been charged with a felony, for putting signs in his own yard that allegedly scared his neighbor. But again, that headline is leaving out, and again, I don't blame the headline. You can't put all the information in the headline, by definition. But the real element here that matters is the relationship between the man and the neighbor. And although they were neighbors, okay, she was also slated to be a witness against him. And it was that relationship that caused the signage to possibly rise to a higher level. So again, a judge has looked at these facts and said, yes, there's enough here to go to trial on. A jury might come back and go, no, it's not a violation of the law. But that's what juries do, and that's what juries are for. So we'll see what happens. If we get an update, I'll pass it along. But as of right now, that's the story. Again, Claire McFarland wrote that for the CowboyStateDaily.com. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. The less stuff I own, the less my stuff owns me.